بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the issue of steadfastness of istiqamat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those people who said that Allah is my Rabb, قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا, and then they were steadfast on that, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, for them there is no fear and there is no sadness. Fear refers to the future. Sadness refers to the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is nothing bad for them in the future or in the past. In the context of this dunya, it means that people who are content, they're living in a situation where there is no apprehension. And in the context of the Akhirah, this means Jannah. People who have no fear and no sadness are people who are in Jannah. There is no fear because you are already in the best destination. And there is no sadness because Allah forgave you, so you are in Jannah. But the condition is, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. You say, Allah is my Rabb, and you are steadfast on it. Now, alhamdulillah, all of us who have said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we satisfy that first condition. Qalu Rabbunallah. We say Allah is my Rabb. But the key is not only that. Allah did not simply say Qalu Rabbunallah, La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. No, Allah said La Qalu Rabbunallahu thumma istaqamu. And who are steadfast on it. That is why this whole issue of steadfastness, the whole issue of istiqamat, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask also in dua. Which is why in Surah Al-Fatiha, what do we ask? Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim. We don't ask for Jannah, you ask for Sirat al-Mustaqim, because Jannah is the result. Jannah is the final destination. Jannah will come if you do something. So there is no point in asking for the destination if you are not doing what takes you there. Right? There is no sense in asking for the destination. If you are in, we are seeing all these images of, you know, Chicago and various places in minus 20 temperatures or something, very, very cold. Right? So if you want to go out in that weather, then you must wear something warm. Right? You must wear jackets and whatnot. Now, if you don't wear any of the jackets and everything, and you say, no, you say, oh Allah, keep me warm. It's not going to happen. It will not happen. It's not because Allah does not have the Qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to make you melt the ice. But Allah will not do it because that is not His sunnat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a system, and that system is what operates. If you want to have a baby, you get married, and then your wife gets pregnant, and then she passes through that period of 8 months, 9 months, and then only you have a baby. You want to hatch a chicken, you have to put it in an incubator, or you put it under a hen, the egg, for 21 days, and then it will hatch. Now, if you say, no, I'm in a hurry, I'm going to take the egg and put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, the egg will cook. There is no chicken, right? Allah has created a system. So, if we want Jannah, we all ask for Allah. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we ask Allah for Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah wa na'udhuka min an-nar. So, we ask this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, how do you get Jannah? By this. By istiqamat on Rabbun Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us and He will give us Jannah, inshallah. So, istiqamat on qalu rabbunallah is what? is to bring Islam completely and totally into our lives in all aspects of life. That is the meaning of istiqamat on the issue that Allah is my Rabb, which is aqidah, which means aqidah must be of tawheed. There should be no shirk in it. I was telling Hafiz Bhai yesterday, we went to one mayit or janaza in one masjid, and there, right in the qibla, right, you know, next to the mihrab, there is a photo of the tomb of, or the dome on top of the tomb of Rasulullah, the green dome. There is a picture of the green dome right next to the mihrab. Now, what is the meaning of that? Why do you, first of all, why do you need that picture in the masjid in the first place? Secondly, why do you put it right in front at the place of you know, sujood, in the, at the place of qibla? I didn't want to start one argument there, so I didn't ask it. But my point is, why do you put that there? So now, that's like idol worship. I mean, in a way, you are worshipping that picture of the tomb. Why do you do that? Whereas, we have the example of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the man who learnt Tawheed from Rasulullah. What does he do? He goes for Umrah. He's standing in front of the Kaaba, in front of Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, and he is talking to the stone. He said, you are only a stone. The only reason I kiss you is because Rasulullah kissed you. And then he kisses the black stone. The tree under which Rasulullah took Baitul Ridwan in Hudaybiyah, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, during his period as the Khalifa, it was reported to him that people are coming there and, you know, they are praying Salah under this tree, and, you know, maybe somebody is rubbing the tree for Barakah. He had this tree cut. Now, if you ask me, you know, today, if that tree was there, what would I have? I would have said it would have been nice to have the tree there. I would have gone there. I'm not going to worship the tree. It would be nice to have some, you know, relic of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is not the issue. The issue is, this is how clear the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, and this is not only Sayyidina Umar, all the Sahaba were like this. They learned Tawheed from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they did not allow anything to come in the way of Tawheed, anything which even had the remotest possibility of shirk, they removed it from their lives. This is the meaning of istiqamat on Qalu Rabbuna Allah. If Allah is my Rabb, then nobody else has any share in that. Nobody. This is the meaning of Qalu Rabbuna Allahu Thumma Istaqamu. So that is as far as Aqidah is concerned. Then as far as Ibadat are concerned, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fard in the Ibadat must be done without question and must be done without any, without missing it and without leaving it. And the first of those Ibadat is Salah. There is no excuse for missing Salah. Let us get this clear in our minds. Absolutely no excuse. May Allah protect us, and may Allah give you long and healthy lives without any impediment. But even if a Muslim is completely paralyzed and he can only move his eyelids, he is supposed to do Salah only with that movement. If you do not have wudu, you are allowed to make tayammum. If you don't have wudu and you don't have the means of doing wudu, not just not have wudu, but there is no water and so on, you are permitted to make tayammum, but you are not permitted to leave that salah. You are not permitted to postpone this salah and say, now that I don't have wudu and I do not have water, I will pray this salah as qada. No. There is no question of postponing that salah and praying it as qada. You are supposed to pray the salah in the time of the salah, make tayammum. If you at this time, if it is not a question of wudu, it's a question of ghusl, maybe you needed your major impurity, you have to make ghusl, and there is no place or no possibility of making ghusl, you are supposed to make tayammum instead of ghusl, and pray the salah on time. And then later when you make the ghusl, there is no need to repeat this salah because this salah is valid. That salah is valid. Alhamdulillah. There is no scope for missing salah. So where is the scope for missing salah? Because you are sleeping? Because you are too lazy, you stayed up too late in the night, or God knows, the blanket is so heavy you can't lift it. So you don't come, you don't pray Salatul Fajr. Where is the excuse for this? That is the meaning of Thumma Istaqama. Zakat. If Allah has made you eligible to pay zakat, then pay zakat. Otherwise, wait for a time when Allah will make you eligible to receive zakat. Seriously. The same Rabb who made you capable of paying zakat can make you capable of receiving zakat. So if you don't want to pay zakat, then wait for the day when Allah will make you capable to receive zakat. This is the meaning of istiqamat on Qalu Rabbuna Allah. Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is capable, meaning he has got the health and he has got the wealth. He has got the istita'at to make Hajj and does not make Hajj and dies in that situation, he will be resurrected with the Jews and the Christians. Allahumma qbala. The one who can make Hajj and dies without making Hajj, he will be resurrected with the Jews and the Christians. Sayyidama Shahid Rahmatullah Ali, in that time, it became very difficult to go for Hajj because they had to, you know, take a ship and then go and so on and so forth. So, some of the ulama of India, they gave a fatwa to say that Hajj is not farz because it is not possible to go. And not to say that the fatwa was wrong or something, those conditions were like that. Wallahu alam, those ulama, they gave the fatwa. Sayyidina Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, no, it is not true that it is not possible to go. It is possible to go, and we will prove that. So they went in a boat, they took a boat on the Jamna, because that's where his house is. If you go now to Rai Bareli, Takia Kalan, it's on the bank of the river, on Jamna. So he took a boat, and with the Khafila of Hajj, and they sailed down the Jamna to the mouth of the Jamna. Then they took a ship and they went for Hajj and came back. Today, alhamdulillah, you don't have to. All you do is, you know, board a flight and go. So this is istiqamat as far as ibadat are concerned. Then we go to the issue of istiqamat with regard to the rest of our lives. Now, I'm not going to go in detail, but our akhlaq, our muamilat, our muashara. Yeah, there are five elements of Islam. There's Aqidah, Ibadat, Akhlaq, Mu'amilat, Ma'ashara. So our Akhlaq, which is our manners, behavior. Mu'amilat, which is our dealing with people. And Ma'ashara is our environment and our society. All of these must be brought in line with Islam. Meaning we must be good to people, we must be good to our neighbors, we must be good to each other, we must have honesty and integrity in our dealings with anybody. No lying and no cheating and no, you know, breaking promises and so on and so forth. A behavior. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, smile. He said, spread the salam. Now they asked him, how can I get Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, spread salam, feed the hungry, and pray in the night when other people are sleeping, and Allah will give you Jannah. Simple things. Spread the salam. Just say salam alaikum. Smile. And second one is, feed the hungry. Whoever it is. One person. Give somebody food. Give somebody money to buy food. Feed the hungry. And then tahajjud. Stand in the night. Pray when people are sleeping. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqamat. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gave us iman, that He gave us life to continue to remain with istiqamat on this iman. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His jannah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.